RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents transcribed The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevalier, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp in his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. Probably a lot of you people have been away this past summer and were glad to get home. The Harrises were too, until they saw... But more about that later. First, a word from RCA Victor. Imagine this situation for a moment. It's Saturday afternoon at the stadium and the football game's tied up. In the last seconds of play, your favorite team runs the pigskin 60 yards for the winning touchdown. That's real excitement. Excitement you don't want to miss. So go to the games when you can. But if you can't, see them on RCA Victor television. Every new RCA Victor set has the exclusive Magic Monitor circuit system. The Magic Monitor acts like an engineer inside your set. It screens out interference automatically, steps up power automatically, and automatically ties the clearest picture to the best sound. For exceptional value in big picture television, choose RCA Victor's new Brookfield. The Brookfield is 21-inch television in a handsome console cabinet that will add new beauty to your living room. And you'll find the 21-inch Brookfield console is low price, too. In fact, RCA Victor television prices start as low as $199.95. So visit your dealer tomorrow. Buy one of RCA Victor's new sets with a Magic Monitor circuit system. And remember, every year more people buy RCA Victor than any other television. And when you get RCA Victor television, buy an RCA Victor factory service contract for expert installation and service. And now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This summer, Phil made a personal appearance tour throughout the country. Alice's brother William went along to keep an eye on Phil's business. And Alice went along to keep an eye on Phil. Their tour is over now, and they're on their way home. As we look in, they're approaching their house in Encino.
Phil, you certainly had a successful personal appearance tour. And no wonder. You're the most terrific performer I've ever seen on the stage.
Yes, I am, aren't I? You know, the people love me. I shall miss the plaudits of the public, the acclaim of the populace, the garlands of flowers strewn at my feet.
All right, Phil.
I'm not finished yet. The incense burning upon the altars of the land, and the maidens being thrown into the molten lava pits as a sacrifice and deference to my...
Oh, shut up.
Willie, that is no way to talk to a national idol. You're just jealous because big crowds turned out to see me every place I went.
That's what I can't understand. Why did they come to see you? Why?
Because they love me. Especially them farmers. They love my type of home-brewed humor.
That homespun humor.
Don't tell me what we used to do at home. No kidding. Didn't y'all hear the way them farmers laughed at my jokes?
I didn't hear them laughing. As a matter of fact, the ones I talked to were sending a petition to Washington complaining.
Complaining about what?
They said you were getting more money for your corn than they were getting for theirs.
That's pretty bad. Those men were just jealous because their women were falling for me. You know something? It's an amazing thing. Now, I haven't played those places since I was 35, and the same women came back to see me.
Only this time they brought their daughters. Their daughters brought their daughters, and their daughters...
Please. I don't think a silent screen star is in a position to cast any stone. Their daughters to see their daughter. Them women came to see me
never
because...
Never mind, tell me later. Gee, I'll be glad to get home. But I dread the thought of all the work I'll have to do. The house has been empty for 3 months. The cobwebs
no,
are...
No, you're all wrong there, honey.
What do you mean?
Well, I didn't tell you, but before we left, you see, I gave the key to somebody, and I asked him to come in 2 or 3 times a week and sort of take care of things.
Well, now, that was very thoughtful of you, Phil. Who did you give the key to?
Frankie.
Phil, of all the people in the world, why did you give the key to Frankie? I don't trust him.
Well, why not? He's honest. He won't steal anything, and the house will be just the way that we... Oh, no!
Phil, what's the matter? What are you staring at?
That empty lot. Ain't that where our house used to be?
We live on the next block.
Oh, thank goodness. Ooh. Ouch. For a minute, I thought Frankie put it on wheels and was using it for a floating crap game.
There's our house, Phil. And thank heavens it's still in one piece. Home at last. You want to come in for a while, Willie?
No, thanks. I'm anxious to get home and see Mother.
Well, in that case, I'll drive you home. I want to see Mother, too. Phil, you go in the house and open the windows and air it out a little. I'll be back soon.
Okay, honey. See you later. Ah, man, it's sure great to be back. Now I can relax and... enjoy our own home. Hey, Frankie's got the place looking great on the outside. And look, he's got a welcome sign over the door. Ah, ain't that sweet? Look at it. Welcome to the Alice Faye Motel and Trailer Camp. Trailer camp. Swimming pool, cooking privileges... and a direct wire to Hialeah, Pimlico, and Del Mar. Oh, no. Oh. Oh, well, that's just a gag. You know something? That kid has got a beautiful sense of humor. Imagine anybody actually doing that to a friend.
Front boy, here comes another guest.
Look, I'm...
You're in luck, sir. We have one room left. That'll be $28 for the night in advance.
I ain't paying no $28 a night to sleep in my own house.
Your house? I must talk to the doorman about allowing these winos to come in here. I'm sorry, sir, but you're in no condition to register in a reputable place like this. Well, look at you. You're...
Keep looking.
Oh, no, it's him.
Yes, it's me. What's the matter with you? Are you crazy or something? I come home and find my house turned into a motel.
Now, don't blame me, Curly. This situation is all your fault.
My fault?
Yeah. You came home a week too soon.
What are you talking about?
Curly, now don't yell in the lobby. I can explain everything. But first, do me a favor and sing a couple of choruses.
Sing? Why?
Every stool in the bar is taken and the jukebox is busted.
Give me some harmony grits and some red sugar-cured ham. Give me a great big bowl of milk gravy. I'll be such a happy man. If I can see magnolias blossom and azaleas in bloom, just lead me up to the table and give me lots of elbow room. Just pass me that Mammy fried hoe cake and some good old black-eyed peas. Give me a hay rack full of hot biscuit. Make my coffee black, if you please. Now if you feed me a la Dixie in a style so grand, you'll have yourself a happy man. Sorghum molasses, you'll have yourself a happy man. Mmm, comedy, Grit. And then give me a slab of that Tennessee hickory cured ham. Then I want a water bucket full of red-eye gravy. Sop! Ooh, you have got yourself a happy individual. Because when I is partaking, I can see magnolias, and I can smell honeysuckle in bloom. So get me up the table, move over, Clyde, break it up, Henry, and give me lots of elbow room. I want some mammy fried oat cake and some good old black-eyed peas. Then give me a hay rack full of them bacon soda biscuits, and you can make my coffee black if you please. Now if you feed me, I'll a Dixie in a style so grand, you're gonna have yourself a happy man. Hog bone and honey, you're gonna have yourself a happy man. A hush puppy papa, you're gonna have yourself a happy man.
Curly, that was something. I ain't sure what, but it was something.
Now, look, never mind. Look, you got a lot of nerve.
Hold it down. Look, you've got a lot of nerve coming into my house and making it a broken-down tourist home. Now, just a minute. It's not a broken-down tourist home. I've been very particular who I let in. Every guest here is a personal friend of mine.
Oh, no, a flop house. Look, I'm going to give you 5 minutes to get every one of those human derelicts out of my house.
Curly, they're very fine people, and I assure you they haven't done anything to hurt your reputation. You should be proud to have these people as your guests. They add class to the place. They're educated, charming people who...
Hey, knucklehead!
Pardon me, Curly. One of my guests is paging me. What can I do for you, sir?
I got a bee. When I rented my room, you told me I'd have the bathtub all of myself.
So?
Now I find people using it to bathe in.
What's wrong with that?
They're dirtying up my gin. I had to throw out 3 batches this week.
You made gin in the bathtub? I warned you, sir, I will not tolerate that. Now you go right upstairs and empty it.
Okay, I'll drain it out. Let's not be hasty. You see, I've just had a long trip, and... I am a little hot, I could stand a refreshing tub.
I'll get you some soap and a towel.
Never mind that. Just get me a little vermouth and some olives. Well, there goes another batch. Now I'll have to mix another tub.
Will you wait a minute? You ain't mixing nothing around here. This is my house. Now I want you to get lost. Take your juniper berries and get out of here.
Now look, I don't know who you are, but get lost yourself. I've got some bottling to do, and I'll see you later, Mr. Lewis.
You can't talk to me like that. I ain't gonna let a...
Mr. Lewis?
Who's he talking to?
Me, Curly.
You?
Yeah. Curly, I have a surprise for you. During the summer, I changed my name.
You got married?
From now on, I'm going to be using my real name.
Menashe Skolnick?
No, my real name. Ever since I've known you, I've been using a stage name.
If Lewis is your right name, then why have you been using a persynonym?
Because of my mother. Now that I'm a star, she wants me to use my own name. So from now on, you'll address me as Elliot Lewis.
All right. From now on, I'll call you Elliot Lewis. Elliot. Ooh.
What's wrong with the name Elliot?
Why did they ever hang that one on you? Anything else? Dudley, Orville, even Myrna. But Elliot, ooh.
You're going to do that every time you mention my name? You just don't appreciate a beautiful name. Very dignified. I'll bet you Alice will like it.
Oh, Alice. Hey, Alice. Holy smoke. Well, don't you know something? She's going to be in here soon. If she finds a bootlegger set up a still in her bathtub, she's going to murder me.
All right, we'll get rid of him. I don't need him anyway. I got 29 other paying boarders.
29? We only got 3 bedrooms. What do you got, 9.5 people in each room? Look, Elliot, I just... Look, I want you to get all them people out of this house before my wife gets here. Alice is not going to like this.
I don't see why. They're all very nice people. One is a doctor. And then Curly, there's that charming old maid from Pomona. And the fella in vaudeville and...
Can I talk to you for a minute, Elliot?
Ooh. You don't have to get sick when somebody else says it. What's on your beautiful little mind, honey?
Ellie, dear, I just don't have my rent again this week. You don't mind, do you, hon?
Nah. You're only 12 weeks behind. Just take your time, baby.
Oh, thank you, angel. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Curly, that was
the old maid from Pomona.
Lovable old thing.
Yeah. It's a shame she's so wobbly.
Wobbly?
Yeah, didn't you notice the way her hips wiggle when she walks?
Oh, that. The nervous tic. Isn't she delightful?
Oh, yeah. Alice is going to love her. Look, you certainly got a house full of great guests. This is the worst thing... What was that?
The doctor, of course.
Oh, how stupid of me. I should have known. Giving his patients a shot, no doubt.
Don't be facetious. He's operating. He uses a new Hungarian method for removing warts, which is very effective.
All right. Now, will you listen to me? Look, we got to get rid of all these people fast, because if she ever comes... Uh-oh, that's Alice. Now, look, we got to keep it from her. I'll think of some excuse to get her out of the house while you get rid of them guests. Now, get rid of...
Phil, where are you?
In here, honey.
I hope she didn't see that sign.
No, she couldn't have. She came in the back way.
Phil, I want to talk to you.
Alice, hello. Gee, it's good to see you again. You look wonderful.
Thanks. You look... Phil! Phil, what's the matter with you? Before we left this summer, I told you to leave a note for the milkman to stop delivering the milk.
Holy smoke, I forgot.
I'll say you forgot. There's 168 bottles of milk on that back porch.
Yeah, I noticed that stuff back there.
Well, if you were here and you saw it, why didn't you drink it?
What for? I ain't got ulcers.
Oh, you haven't changed a bit. Still the same old Frankie.
No, honey. Oh, he's not the same old Frankie. You see, he changed his name.
No, you don't. I'll tell him myself. Alice?
Yeah?
While you were gone, I returned to my original name, Elliot Lewis. From now on, I wish you'd call me Elliot.
All right. From now on, I'll call you Elliot. But in the future, I... Elliot. Oh!
Wait a minute. I'm getting a little tired of this. I see nothing wrong with my name. I happen to be very fond of my name. I think it's a lovely name. Elliot.
Ooh.
You got me doing it. I'm a little hurt about this. There's no reason for everybody making fun of my name.
Now, take it easy. I'm only kidding. I think Elliot is a very pretty name. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to take... What's that thumping upstairs?
Oh, that upstairs? Yeah. Oh, that... Excuse me a minute. Elliot, come here.
Yeah.
What's the thumping?
Oh, that's just Thelma.
The Wiggler?
No, Thelma's a trained seal. She belongs to that vaudevillian I told you about. And, Curly, you better do something fast.
Why?
This time every day he makes the seal rehearse her act.
What's that?
Oh, that's the band, dear. They're playing your introduction. Sing.
Somebody loves me, I wonder who, I wonder who he can be. Somebody loves me,
somebody loves
I wonder
her.
Who,
wish we knew
who he can be, worries me. For every man who passes me, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby.
Somebody loves me, I wonder who.
Maybe it's you.
We know you've looked everywhere, everywhere, everywhere in despair. Someday he'll come along, the man you love.
I wish I knew who he may be.
For every man who passes by, she shouts,
hey, maybe,
maybe, maybe, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby, baby. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. Maybe
oh, that was just your echo coming back. You know, these California houses, the way they're built, they're nothing but
sacred. Hey, home, I brought the groceries.
Oh, Julius.
Hiya, kid.
Hello, Miss Fay, Mr. Harris.
Hello, Julius.
Hiya, Sam.
Sam?
You ain't gonna get me to say his new name.
You too? What's the matter with my name?
There's nothing wrong with the name. It just don't fit you. Your face with that name is sickening.
His face with any name is sickening. Where you been all summer, Mr. Harris?
Oh, I was on the road, kid. Yeah, I went back to Indiana and Illinois and appeared at the state fairs. I was the star attraction.
What did they display you in, a stall or a jar?
Look, kid, I did my act and I was a hit. And small wonder. I happen to have something that the public loves. It has made me popular and very rich.
I know, but if she ever divorces you, you're dead.
I was doing all right before I met Alan. I was busted and people didn't like me, but I was doing all right. Now, will you beat it, kid, and don't bother me?
Deliver the food that Mr. Lewis ordered for his guests for dinner.
Oh, what guests?
Oh, he means us, honey. You see, Elliot here, that ain't never gonna sound right. Anyway, this fella here was thoughtful enough to order dinner for our homecoming.
Well, gee, that was thoughtful. What did he order, Julius?
12 loaves of stale bread, 200 pounds of horse meat, and a barrel of herring.
Herring?
For Thelma.
Oh.
Stale bread, horse meat, and herring, and who's Thelma?
Well, honey,
Who was that?
That was Thelma.
I want to know know what's going on around here. People walking through my house.
Pardon me, Blondie. I just want to get some soap and towels. Thank you. See y'all later.
Who is she?
I don't know. She comes in every Sunday to take a bath.
That woman's not going to take a bath in my house.
Well, honey, we can't let her run around dirty. There's nothing to get excited about.
What's that?
The wart specialist.
What are all these strange things going on in my home?
Everything seems perfectly normal to me.
This is the last straw. I'm leaving here, Mr. Lewis.
What's wrong?
There's a seal doing the breaststroke in my gin. This is the worst motel I've ever stayed in. Goodbye.
Motel? All these people and... Elliot, you've turned my beautiful home into a motel.
Now, that's right, honey, but don't get excited. We're going to throw everybody out.
Yeah. Well, everybody except that old couple that has your bedroom. They've got a 6-month lease.
Now, look, I don't care what they've got. Phil and I are sleeping in our own bed.
But, Alice, they're entitled to the bed. They paid me in advance.
You heard what Alice said. Now, do something about it and do it fast. Alice. Alice. Time to get up.
What? Oh, Phil, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Why should we get up?
We have to. It's that old couple's turn to use the bed for 2 hours. Come on, hit the deck.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. RCA Victor's new 3-speed Victrola attachment is just your speed because it plays any record, any speed automatically. It gives you all the advantages of all the speeds. 78, 33 and a third, and the popular 45. The center's the secret of its outstanding 45 performance. A large slip-on center spindle assures that 45 speed records change from the center as they should. The new Victrola 3-speed changer is so simple to operate, a child can do it. After the last record is played, it will turn itself off automatically. So visit your RCA Victor dealer tomorrow. See, try, buy the new Victrola attachment that can automatically play any record, any speed, through your radio, phonograph, or television set. Remember, it's the world's most trouble-free 3-speed changer. The new Victrola 3-speed attachment by RCA Victor.
Friday's the day. Dennis Day. Starring in the new RCA Victor TV show. And it'll be on most NBC TV stations. So check your newspaper for correct time. Thanks, everybody, and good night.
Good night, everybody.
Included in this program, transcribed, were Julie Bennett and Benny Rubin. The part of Julius was played by Walter Tetley. From RCA Victor comes another must for your record library. It's the complete recording of Verdi's opera, Il Trovatore, starring the brilliant Jussi Brerling, Zinka Milinoff, Fedora Barbieri, Leonard Warren, and the Robert Shaw Chorale, with RCA Victor Orchestra conducted by Renato Cellini. Visit your RCA Victor record dealer tomorrow. Ask for the complete album of Il Trovatore, available on 45 or long play Red Seal Records. Recorded by RCA Victor.
Tonight, Theater Guild on the Air presents Morning Star on NBC.